speaking of childish fun poking, intelligence service on hunt for new director. And here's the old spokesperson for the intelligentsia in New Zealand. Incidentally, it's practically CIA funded. Intelligence service on hunt for new director. The spy agency charged with protecting New Zealand from, quote, violent extremism and espionage. Oh, well, hold on a second. Now, don't you find it ironic that a company, sorry, a government department, wait, maybe that was a Freudian slip there, charged with protecting the country from violent extremism and espionage are the ones who condone most of the violence and run most of the espionage? Who'd be better? I mean, have I gotten wires crossed here? Am I wrong? No, I don't freaking think so. The New Zealand Security Intelligence Service, SIS, is advertised for a new director, highlighting the need to, quote, build trust in the intelligence and security sector. Ah! I'm so- Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh my God. He wasn't joking. He actually wants to build trust in the intelligence and security sector. I'm sorry. I can't help it. Oh my God, that's funny. Oh God. Okay. Okay. Let's try to get a grip. The service's role is to investigate threats to New Zealand and give them a job, protect the country from foreign spies and to give them passports, especially if they're Israeli, and to spy on other countries while they spy on us and then share information with them because it's illegal to spy on your own citizens, but not anymore under the GCSB bill, of course. It has a more feet-on-the-ground approach to intelligence than the Government Communications Security Bureau, the GCSB, which I just alluded to, which just had electronic surveillance powers extended to allow it to spy on New Zealanders. Okay, so at the same time that they give one government department the ability to spy on everybody and everybody's emails, they're also looking for a new director of the hands-on-the-ground kind of people who actually go in and order wax on people and so on and so forth, because they need people to be able to trust the intelligence and security sector. I smell a rat. A big, scary rat. The Bureau was recently embarrassed when caught illegally spying on internet tycoon Kim.com for the police and 88 others, mind you. New Zealand Herald, you censoring, omission-ridden frickin' filth. The NZSIS position, it's the State Intelligence Services, kind of like our, like if the GCSB is the NSA of New Zealand, and the SIS is probably the CIA. And the difference between the NSA and the CIA is the NSA have all the great toys and goodies and so on and so forth, but the CIA are the ones who commit all the crimes, set up all the shell corporations, import all the drugs and so on and so forth. You know, the boots on the ground kind of guys. And the NSA just, you know, kind of sit back, you know. That's why in Mexico they call them the NSA. The NZSIS position description revealed that the ripples of the illegal spying affair continue, with the incoming director told to make sure the issues raised in the GCSB did not reflect problems against the intelligence sector. Okay, so dig this. We're afraid that it might appear that we're a bunch of corrupt scum, so what we're going to do is just change the corrupt scumbag who's actually leading the sector in order to convince everybody that, oh, we've got different corrupt scum in now. It's no longer corrupt scum. The job ad also forecast more cooperation with the GCSB. So at the same time, they vacate a position and they try to tell the person what we're trying to do is distance ourselves from the GCSB and their illegal activities, which we just made legal. in order to give the intelligence and security sector more credibility and stuff like that. We want to distance ourselves from that while working closer together with them. For frack's sake! Is it blatant? It's just so in your face now, isn't it? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? The position comes vacant with the retirement of Dr. Warren Tuckett, a constant figure in intelligence and security services over the past 30 years. Man, I'd love to get him on the show and sign a full confession, you know, figure out what the frack has been going on in this country for the last 30 years. Because 30 years is basically like the last 30 years have been the worst 30 years in this nation's history. Incidentally, it's the only 30 years that I've been alive in this nation's history. A spokesman for Prime Minister John Key paid tribute to Dr. Tucker, saying, quote, he has made a significant contribution to the country's security and intelligence sector, for what the Prime Minister is very grateful. The last vacancy in the security services was the GCSB director's job, filled by current director Ian Fletcher in February 2012. So they just, you know, appointed a new person. And guess who appointed him? You get it? The John Key Prime Minister. The appointment of Mr. Fletcher caused scandal when it emerged he was known to the Prime Minister from school. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Oh, crap. This country is so freaking corrupt, man. Like, honestly, people think that New Zealand is like land of milk and honey. Like it ain't corrupt. Like it ain't full of evil mafioso pieces of trash like walking around who own the courts, own the police, own the government, own all the companies and everything that run this place. Holy cow. It is that. So much. Oh my God. Oh my God. This country is so fracked. I just don't see anybody doing anything about it. You know, well, actually, I do see people doing stuff about it all the time. But they're writing letters. They're staging little protests, and they're not making YouTube videos. They're not going after the public. It's just we're in deep freaking trouble here. And all of the previous methodologies that we're trying to work just ain't working, okay? All the legal channels and everything that we've been given to fight against scumbaggery in this country are basically useless, you know? I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, when they pass a piece of draconian legislation, they ask for the public to write submissions. Yes, submit to us. And then people submit, and then they wonder why the legislation didn't get changed at all and why they just rode roughshod over them. Because all you did was submit to them, bro. What do you think the word submission means? Why do you think they ask for your submission before they pass bills? I mean, come on. It's right there in front of your face. They don't care. Just freaking evil scumbags is what they are. It's just, oh, my God. And the fact that Fletcher, the dude, is like one of John Key's mates from freaking school, and then he appoints him to be head of the GCSB, like a year before they pass this GCSB bill to spy on all New Zealanders. I mean, it's just the corruption could not be clearer. It emerged Mr. Key had reached out to Mr. Fletcher to ask him to interview for the position after being unable to fill the role. It's like you come across a whole bunch of people. Hey, Mr. Key, how's it going? Hey, mate, I need you to be the head of a draconian spy organization that has offices from the NSA in its building. And you go, whoa, why do you want me to do that? Oh, just to spy on New Zealanders, anybody that threatens our agenda kind of thing, so we can, you know, target them, red flag them for analysis and eliminate them if absolutely necessary. You know, just take them out of the game, especially if my corporate buddies in Hollywood tell me to do so in the case of Kim.com. A whole bunch of people said, nah, bro, I don't really want to take the heat for that kind of thing. He's like, okay, I'll just ask one of my old schoolmates. Hey, Mr. Fletcher. He's like, yeah, bro, I've got a favor to ask you. You know, all too happy to oblige. Mr. Fletcher's appointment was seen as a shift to the future from the GCSB's military-bound, bunkered roots. Yeah, well, I'm sure all of us are going to be military-bound and quite rooted soon, aren't we, Mr. Key? Thank you very much. We'll be right back after the break. 218-339-8525. Call in if you can.